Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, what is the problem with more?
In discussions with middle manager, I heard him complain about how frustrated his team is with the ever-moving targets his team receives. He told me, everyone in the organization agreed to a goal, and halfway through the year, his team is killing it and proud of what they're doing. Then upper management decided, everyone can do a little bit more, so they moved the original target back another 20%. He's frustrated. His team is frustrated. And what was a victory in the making now is a team behind. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Let's look at a couple of ways more is hurting your workforce.
All right, number one.
Moving the finish line. A psychology truism is that people often work harder when they are closer to accomplishing a goal. We see it in sports, weight loss commitment, fundraising campaigns. When people see the finish line, they give it that little extra push to achieve that success. Now imagine you're about to cross the finish line and then, oops, the line gets moved back 20%. The sense of progress and victory has all been taken from the team and they are going to be frustrated.
All right, number two.
Success feels insufficient. A team who rallies to beat the end of the month goal by giving it everything they have, here management want, next month, let's increase it a little bit more. Success wasn't met with satisfaction of accomplishment. It was met with a harder goal. This doesn't motivate the team. This shuts the team down because they feel their efforts are never enough. When success is met with constant requests for more, it doesn't motivate staff to reach greater heights. It actually shuts them down from trying to achieve any success when all they hear is request for more.
So don't keep moving the finish line.
Exactly.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.